Rabbi Brian Zachary Mayer. Welcome to the podcast, September 2006. Welcome to this in the series about God, what God wants, and what God is. So let me. There's a classic Indian fable made popular in America by 19th century poet John Sachs about six blind people who each encounter a different part of the elephant, and they each express a different hypothesis as to what the elephant is. A snake, says the one person holding the trunk. A tree, says the one holding the leg. A wall, says the person at the side. But of course, the pachyderm's none of those. We each can have a different interpretation and relationship with God, and God can still be one and unknowable. So let me give you a few different pieces of this elephant. Now, of course, you don't need to believe in an external, incorporeal, all-powerful, all-good, active God. It's not the idea. The idea here is I'm going to be giving you different signposts that point towards the same goal. Don't believe the signposts. Just believe that there's something, possibly something, is the goal. One of my favorite metaphors for God is about driving. And I talked about this in the podcast, I'm Not Driving. Is that maybe God's the one driving the ship. I just have a steering wheel in front of me. I'm like a toddler who thinks that I'm driving the car, but really I'm not. Another analogy is that maybe God is, to me, the way my pets see me. Now, this doesn't work perfectly, but my dogs don't understand why I have to take them to the vet for shots. And maybe God causes pain in my life for reasons beyond my understanding. Here's another notion. While I can't define what it is, what I mean by God, I know that there's a God-sized hole within me. It's a God hole. There's nothing that can be filled of it. And all I know of God is what I know based on that perimeter in my soul. Eric Fromm, wonderful humanistic theologian, said, God is one of the many different poetic expressions of the highest value of humanism. And Lao Tzu said something very similar. There was something formless and perfect before the universe was born. It is serene, empty, unchanging, infinite, eternal, present. It is the mother of the universe, and for lack of a better name, I call it God. Another notion of God is that God is like the stars in the sky or a post-it note, that it's there, but because you see it so often, you don't see it anymore. Another notion of God is that of my television. I don't understand how my television turns the wires, what are inside of it and come into and out of it, into sound and pictures. Nonetheless, I can still enjoy it. Martin Buber, 20th century philosopher, said that God is the relationship. God is in the relationship between people. That people are not the obstacles to understanding the divine, that they are the path. There's a notion that God is that consciousness, that magical difference between a body and a corpse. God is you and me. This is a great notion by William Blake. He was once asked if he believed Jesus was the only true God, and his response was brilliant. It was, Jesus Christ is the only true God, and so am I, and so are you. So another notion of God, a woman I know had an aha moment in her relationship with God after her daughter asked to be taken to the mall yet again. And she said, I realized all I do is I ask God for things, and I must be really annoying. There's a notion of God called predicate theology, that we act godly, that there is no such God, but God is in our actions, that it's godding, it's a predicate, it's a verb. As an analogy, a person can act like Ebenezer Scrooge, whether or not Scrooge was an actual person. Accordingly, people can be godly. Here's another one, is that I have a friend who said that God is... He's always been trying to be a good child in God's eyes, understanding God as the ultimate parent, so he'd never complain or ask for anything. And then after his father died, he cursed God for making death. And then he said, and I quote, it was only after my cursing God that I found I could have a real relationship with my higher power. Let me give two more. One is panentheism, not pantheism with no N in it. This is panentheism. Panentheism is the notion that everything is in God and that God is in everything. Panentheism is that there's more to God than the material universe, that God is transcendent and non-personal, and that God is both the creator and the original source of universal morality. And the last one I'm going to give you is one of the wisest things I know and I've heard about God. It's the following quote. I don't know much about God. I just know that I'm not it. I pray, I hope, that you, listening to this, come up with your own definitions, your own set of what the elephant looks like. We're none of us here are theologians, but just trying to get to a relationship, a relatedness with God. I wish you much love.